This is Ian Pletson at Farnham Town in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with manager Tristan Rees. Disappointing 6-0 defeat to Farnham, but as we were just saying, Farnham are just going to win this league by miles, aren't they, and their budget. And you can't fault any of our players today. I thought they played brilliantly and you can't fault them at all.
No, I know it's a hard one to swallow, but the players were excellent. You can't fault a single one of them tonight. Even the lads that come on. Again, you know, what you're coming up against from where we are to where they are, you know, is chalk and cheese. So fair play to them, you know, they're invested to go and do what they need to do, and on that showing you can see they'll probably do it quite quickly.
They just don't concede, and some of the quality of goals, but I mean the quality of players, I mean they must be from league above, and it's just too good for this league.
I agree, but I mean we've had probably four or five good chances tonight to score which we haven't taken, but then that's the difference. You know, they create a chance and they manage to take it, we create a chance and, you know, maybe we're not quite up, but we cannot fault where we are and who with what we've got, and if we carry on playing like that and against, you know, so-called normal teams in our league, then we'll be all right.
We asked questions of them and I think they did realise they were in a game in the first half, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the first goal's disappointing. I think, you know, a lot of people think it's offside. I don't think the ref and the linesman are still sure. And then the second one, to concede an injury time, the first half is a real killer. To go in at 1-0 up and then all of a sudden you're going in at 2-0 down, it's a bit of a sickener.
Some of the football we played, I mean, I keep saying it in defeats, but we're still playing really good football and we didn't score today, but that's against a ridiculously good team.
No, we'll be fine. Good, exciting group. I mean, Ben come on today for 20 minutes, 16 years old. You can see he's got plenty of flair and ability. So it'll be an exciting season for us, for sure. There will be ups and downs and be a few nights and days like today. But with what we got and how they're going to improve and how they'll learn from this and how they learned from last week, Jersey, and then, you know, obviously Knapphill, three, probably the top three in the league. You know, these boys will learn from all that and we'll kick on and we'll be absolutely fine.
I've got to ask about the support. What did you think of the support tonight?
Well, probably the best. Probably had five or six Farnham fans tonight here. The rest just come to watch. You know, the following we've got, the noise they make home and away, that is unique to the league. It's unique to Guildford City, and the players, you know, appreciate it more than anything. I know they show their appreciation at the end, but you know what I mean, it is unique to the league. They're a funny bunch, but they're our bunch and we're proud of them.
It's a funny season, isn't it? But it's exciting, isn't it? And I think every game's different, isn't it, Tress?
No, definitely. I've been involved with Guildford City sides obviously over the years and other sides, and this group has got something different. It's exciting, it's very young, they're good to be around, you've got no egos, we've got no trouble within the group, they're all real good honest lads, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun this season. I think even in, like you say, defeat, there's no one actually down that big because we can't put our end. Well, we've played so well, but you know, I think the only one this season where we could say we let ourselves down was Alton, but otherwise, you know, we've played well in every game and we will, you know, we will be fine.
Thanks for your thoughts and thanks for all your efforts today.
Cheers, Ian. Well done. Thank you.